It was good. It was fun. It was nice to be back out here playing some football.
What's the atmosphere like?
It was exciting, you know. The fans always come out and support, and you know, that definitely gets the adrenaline going. Shoot, I had the adrenaline when I came out here, though. I was so excited just to go out here and practice, and it was a lot of fun just to be back out here playing football.
Were you rusty at all? I mean, in terms of actually getting to take snaps or wide receivers?
I think for the most part, you know, pretty decent. Definitely, you know, got to work on some timing with certain things, and but for a first day, I thought it was pretty good.
There's a notion that Kyle's going to be traded. Is there at all any awkwardness out there with both?
Not really. You know, we're teammates and we get along. We go out here and compete, and you know, none of us can control anything else, and so we don't really worry about it. So we just try to go out here and handle our business and work hard and get along.
You think you can beat him out for the starting job if he stays around?
I'm excited about the opportunity to just go out here and compete, and I'm going to work hard every day to do so, and I'm excited about it.
How hard is it to not hear? Because that's what everyone talks about is, hey, you might get traded. Is it
hard to not?
Yeah. Here we go again.
Well, I mean, you have to hear about it because y'all ask it all the time, and, you know, when you watch ESPN or whatever, so, you know, you definitely hear about it, but it's not, like, in the forefront of my mind or something I think about because that's not who I am. I'm someone that comes out here and competes and has to get better personally, and I think about what I have to do. That's how I've always been since you know, I was a little boy. And it doesn't matter what others do. It matters how I handle myself, my attitude, my effort, and my focus, and that's what I worry about.
How's day one today feel versus day one a year ago?
It's not really close, to be honest with you. A lot more comfortable, just with everything, from the drops, from the QB center exchange, to timing with the receivers. I mean, everything. It was a drastic change, I think.
Did the lockout hurt you?
I don't think so. I think I got a lot of good work in the lockout, and I think I improved a lot. I think I continued to work extremely hard and do whatever I could to progress in my skills as a quarterback.
It's got to feel good that the organization has so much trust in you to be the starting quarterback now.
Well, you know, it feels good that they believe in me. You know, when people believe in you, that always makes you feel good, makes you feel confident, and it's nice when people believe in you. And so, you know, for everything that the Broncos organization has done for me, I'm extremely thankful and honored for everything.
Is it part of your own competitive nature and also kind of... Is it part of your competitive nature and also maybe to prove to your teammates that if Kyle is here, that you beat out the number one guy? I mean, if he's traded and you're anointed the starter, is it a little different than beating out the number one quarterback and kind of earning that respect?
I think, if anything, I kind of like that competition. And, you know, that is true. You want to compete to be the best and have to earn your job, whatever that is, earn your role, whatever that is. And you don't want anything to be handed to you. And I think that's a great thing about these coaches is nothing's going to be handed out. You're going to have to go earn it and work for it. And, you know, I think there's a lot of guys excited about that competition.
So along those lines, would you rather have Kyle here to compete against?
Well, you know, I'm just excited to compete, period. And to compete with myself, to compete with others, to compete with, you know, with trying to come out here and have perfect practices and put together perfect drives and perfect plays. And that's the number one thing you're focused on, not necessarily what other people do. Yes, I compete in games, but more than anything, when I come out here, I compete against myself.
Does it make a difference whether you're running with the position?
What's that?
Do you have many conversations with John about the quarterback position?
You know, I've spent some time with him and talked to him, and he's been very supportive, and we've talked, and throughout the last, you know, what is it, year and a half, he's definitely given me a lot of advice about it, yes.
What's it like to have such a big fan out, or such a big fan turnout to come out just a day after?
That's nice. It's you know, it's extremely humbling as an organization to have all these fans, you know, come out here and want to support us, and that's why you try to go over there and give back a little bit and just sign or shake hands or say what's up. And so,
Tim, only one day into training camp, but the difference is about having Coach Fox out there now. Can you already see the difference?
Well, you know, he's got a lot of enthusiasm, but he's also just really relaxed, and I think players can feel that, and I think they're just relaxed. You know, not that they're not, you know, working hard or intense, but, you know, it's just a little bit more of a relaxed environment. And, you know, I think he just really enjoys it, and he loves what he's doing. So he's having fun out there, and he's joking with the guys. And I think guys play loose that way.
Tim, I know obviously it's night and day when you're a rookie coming in your first day camp to now. I mean, there's not a comparison. But your off-season work specifically, how do you think the off-season stuff you did has prepared you for the challenge ahead in this camp?
Well, I think in specific areas, I think, you know, only doing drops from under center because the gun comes very easily to me. Working with JD and the different centers on getting snaps, getting timing, that was a lot better today. working with the receivers to get timing, although it is different when you come out here. They run a little bit faster in real practice. But, you know, doing those specific things to improve, you know, just fundamentally, reading the defense, continuing to study the play, but watch plays, understand everything, be able to think at a quick pace so you can tell everybody what's going on. Because you had a lot of young guys out there, and so, you know, pretty much every play you're going to have to tell guys what to do. Hey, you know, motion here, come back, you got the end, or you're doing with the tackler. You know, especially with all the young fullbacks and tight ends, you know, you really got to be on your game to tell them exactly what to do and think quick. And so I think that's something I've improved on as well.
Tim, do you feel this is your team?
Well, I think, you know, I'm excited about trying to gain that respect throughout training camp. I don't think when you come in the first day, it's anyone's team. I think, you know, besides Champ and Doc and those guys, but I think you gotta earn that. You gotta earn the respect and by how you come out here and play, by how you work and your attitude and leading the rest of the guys.
Tim, from a competitive standpoint, how much of a difference does it make running with the second team versus the first? Because you know all those receivers, you know JD, and you're having to, like you just said, tell guys where to go and what to do.
It doesn't make too much of a difference. I mean, yeah, the timing with certain receivers is a little bit different, or maybe a center, but, you know, the getting timing with Russ was great. I mean, he's awesome. He's been playing so long, and, you know, you might have to tell a few more people what to do, but if anything, that's good for me because it makes me more in a leadership role where I'm having to tell guys that don't know what to do. I'm going to have to explain it to them, so it makes me know it that much more.
Tim, you certainly seem to be people's choice to be the starting quarterback. What is it about you, your game, that seems to resonate so much with these fans?
I'm not sure. I'm just very thankful for the support, you know, for those people coming out and supporting our team and me, and it means a lot, but I don't really know.
We asked Kyle, obviously, coming in here yesterday, and basically, you know, one year it's he's going to Miami, and the next he's pulling in his Prius going to the team meeting, and we asked him if it was awkward, you know. What about you, for you? Is there any awkwardness for you with that swirling around?
Not really. For me, it's, you know, I kind of know what I have to do and how to go about my business and handle it and trying to work on that and continue to only worry about what I can control and not worry about the rumors or what everybody else is saying.
What do you think, Tim, that the team has said in the offseason, even up to now, that Kyle's the starter, you know, and you started the last three games last year. What do you think when they say Kyle's the starter, he still feels an open competition?
Definitely. I mean, it's, you know, I don't necessarily think or worry about what they say because you got to come out here and compete every day. And so that's not something that I necessarily think about or worry about because, you know, I'm just excited about tonight's walkthrough and then coming back and practicing tomorrow.
One more for Tim.
Tim, guys, the line we've heard pretty much from everyone in the front office is Tim's a terrific football player, but he needs to become a terrific quarterback. Where are you in that progression in your own mind?
I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait and see till we get in some real game action, but I don't know. I'm just excited to be playing football now, and I'm working as hard as I can to progress as a quarterback and try to improve. And ultimately, the job of a quarterback is to lead the team, score touchdowns, and win games. And so I'm very excited about getting the opportunity to try to do that.